Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise Him. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord, because His mercy endureth forever. Be strong in the grace of God. We thank the Lord for our time here on this morning. He is a good God. Bless the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, the anointing. Amen. The power of God. The risen God. For He is not here, but He has risen. Amen. Go and tell somebody the good news, for I bring you glad tidings of great joy, of good things, amen, which is to come in the Lord. Eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, nor have ye much entered into your heart the things that the Lord hath promised to them that love Him. You're now listening to Lively Stones Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones, and I tell you, we are glad, amen, as we enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and we come into His courts with praise. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to praise the Lord why I have a chance for all the activities of my Lamb. I'm going to praise Him right now, because I don't know what tomorrow will bring. Amen. I want to be known as a God-fearing man. Glory to God. When they look down upon me, they can say that this was a man of God. And I stand up, amen, for the righteousness sake of God. I call upon the name of the Lord. I sound the alarm now in the name of the Lord. I sound the trumpet right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are excited. A man wants to be here one more time, live in the studio right here in the city, beautiful city of Palm City, Florida. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for our producer, the man of God, the voice of Frontline Ministry and Biblical Response, and no other than Pastor David Francure. Glory to God. The anointing, amen, that destroys the yoke. And this is where we need to be at on this morning. The Bible souls declare, amen, 1 John 2:27, the anointing which you have received of Him that abideth in you, glory to God, it abideth on the inside of the believer. The anointing that God have anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that went about doing good, healing them that oppressed of the devil. Amen. For God is with him with power. Amen. The power that you shall receive from on high. Amen. I'm reminded when Jesus said that all power and authority have been given to me, that which is in heaven and that which is on earth. Glory to God, the embodiment of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. We thank God for our listening audience this morning. Truly, we do thank God for you, because without you, it's not even much possible. The Bible souls declare, how can they hear without a preaching? How can they preach except they've been sent? The word of the sitting true and living God, for your destination should be, keep your eyes stayed on Him and the mind that is stayed on Jesus Christ. No otherwise He'll keep in perfect peace. Glory to God. Somebody saying this morning, how can I be perfect? There's a number one man that was perfect. perfect here and he walked, amen, this earth, and he's Jesus Christ. You can be perfect because the Spirit of God that dwelleth on the inside of you that makes somebody, amen, walk uncircumspectly, walk, amen, as the wise and not as the foolish, and knowing who your redemption lies right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope and entrusted that you have put Christ in life first in your life on this morning to the sovereignty God, the everlasting God, the covenant, amen, agreement God, that God will sustain you. God will give you the adaptability, amen. God will give you, amen, a place of refuge in the time of trouble. Whenever you're going through something in your life, God is there. He's more than able to do exceedingly and above all that you even much can ask or think. Blessed be the name of God. Looking for the, as we hope and rejoice in the resurrection of Jesus Christ in the glory of God, where we stand fast, therefore, in the liberty where Christ hath set us free. It is good to call upon the name of the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto God, because as you reflect or retrospect in your life, and if it have not been for the Lord that who was on your side, can somebody say this morning in agreement with me out there in our listening audience, if it have not been for God who brought you out of your despair and your dilemma and your disgruntled and your life of uncertainty, can you say where you would be at on this morning, on this day? And I'm rejoicing in the Lord on today. How about you? You need to rejoice in God. God is a good God. Maybe you know that. Somebody is coming into an agreement with me saying that, minister, I know God is a good God, and I can touch and agree with you, and I bear witness with you this morning, because this is the day that the Lord has made. And no matter what I'm going through or what I went through on last night, God allowed me to see this particular day, and for this cause, that whatever happened on yesterday, and the enemy, what he meant for bad, God is using it for my good. It's only to get me closer to God with my trials that I'm going through, for me to be strengthened in the Lord. People come in and try to discourage you. You have your hopes up and you're looking for an expectation of something. Things don't begin to work out in your life, but you still rejoicing in the Lord. And for this cause that I continue, or you continue to call upon the name of the Lord, and as you continue to seek him, as he'll show you great and mighty things that you have not know of, and you, as you call upon him, there's something about praising him. There's something about, even though I don't see nothing happening in my life, and I can still lift up the name of Jesus. Whatever I'm going through in my life, I can still lift up my holy hands, amen, and cry hallelujah. You know, the songwriter said, glory, 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 hallelujah, for my eyes have seen the glory of God. Somebody say, wait a minute now, how you seen the glory of God? You know, in the Bible, where Isaiah, that sixth chapter in the book of Isaiah, when the Bible shows the cloud in the day of King Uzziah, when he had died, amen, Isaiah said that I have seen, amen, the Lord. I have seen the Lord high and lifted up, and his whole train filled the temple of God. And there was wings that one covered his feet and one covered his eyes. Glory to God. Of six wings of the angel of the Lord. And they cried out to the Lord, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. And all His glory is full in heaven and in on earth. Glory to God. This is why I can see the glory of God. This is why when I go outside, I can see the palm trees waving. This is why when I get in my car, I can drive my car. And when the car came from the manufacturer, amen, how they manufactured the car for you can get to point A to get to point B, glory to God. This is why, amen, I can see the glory of the Lord when I can dress myself in the morning. This is why, amen, you can see the glory of God because you got a job that you can go to in this morning. This is why, amen, that you is the priest of your home. You are an ambassador of your home, that you have a time where you can get with your wife and you can go, amen, and be alone amongst with your children and teach them how to be young men and young women and be productive, amen. And the glory of God is all upon us, and you can't see the glory of God because you're spiritual blinded at some point in your life. But if you begin to take the blindness off your eyes, you can see the glory of the Lord. Glory to God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you one more time for allowing us to be here, oh God, in this setting. Oh Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. We thank you for your love, kindness, oh God. We thank you for the tender mercies, oh God, of your rejuvenating power. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for your authoritative word, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, now looking unto you that is able to keep us from falling, to present us faultless before your presence. Oh God, we ask you, Lord, to bless your people everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody is in need of a physical blessing this morning. Somebody in need of healing this morning, oh God. Somebody, oh God, been crying, oh God, all night, and they be and weary in a weary land, oh God. But I ask you now to heal the land now, oh Lord. Press upon your people right now, oh God. Send the anointing that destroys the yoke right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. We'll be careful to give you the honor and the praise. Yes, 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 yes. Not much longer now. Things is about to shift quickly in a one's life. You have to endure sound doctrine. You have to endure until the end. The word of the Lord. And if I had a word for you on this morning, if I had a topic on this morning, it'd be that striving or stand in tune with God or stepping with God and allowing God to be my source, or being my navigator, being my GPS. The Bible souls declare Psalms 37, that verse 23. Steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. And not only is that ordered by God, and as you continue to walk this good walk of faith, and as you continue to press your way on your journey, delighteth in your way. Delight means to have a desire for something. Something beneficial. And I'm reminded in Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, and forget not all his benefits. All the benefits that comes with the scribbling, as God has scribbled out his gifts upon his children. You know, God is not a God that he shall not lie, and there's no respect of person with God. God loves not only his children, he loves each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. It is that, you know, at times, the things that separate you from God. Because he's a righteous, upright God. He's holy. The Bible souls declare, be you holy, for I am holy. It's the holiness of God. And that word holiness is maintain by respecting his authority, authoritative word, to servitude, to be a servant of the Most High God. And that's all we is, as you characterize a Christian, have a basic formality of a Christian, or formality of a believer, or a man and woman of God, as being a servant of the Most High God and doing all we can do for Christ, simply because the word of God, that the word of God that liveth and abideth, come on here, forever. And if you abide in my word, that's what Jesus said in St. John, that 15th chapter, verse 7. If you abide in me and my word abide in you. See, that's the key. I'm walking alone with Jesus. This is my makeup. This is the indignation, if you would, to the righteousness of God. It's, you know, the word indignation simply means that anger, righteousness, is a righteous anger, a holy revulsion against sin and injustice, or rebellion against God. Divine indignation, the righteous wrath of God against sin of disobedience. That's what it is. And the oppression of the work that is in judgment, the manifestation of God, that walking in God. The Hebrew word for manifestation simply means on display or make alive or to demonstrate, as Jesus did demonstrate. And I'm reminded when Jesus went into the temple, as he come into his arrival into Jerusalem. And when he went into the temple and he found that the temple was not in order as he thought it would be in order, and Jesus showed some anger, didn't he? You know the story. He began to turn over the money changers, and he expressed himself of a righteousness anger. That's what he did. And he said these words. He said that my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you done made it a den of thieves. In other words, Jesus said, I dare you. I dare you. This is a place of holiness. This is a place that God resides. And that's all it is. That's the temple of God. Bear witness in your mind and your heart. And you have came into the reconciliation up under the ministry of the reconciliation of God. You despise evil. See, God have placed a spirit on the inside of you that you can recognize wrongdoing when it appears upon your very eyes. Why? Because your spiritual eyes have been enlightened, the Bible souls declare, that you may hope, know what the hope of your calling is and your inheritance in the saints. When you begin to think about an inheritance, what Jesus has already promised you, ain't no devil in hell gonna stop me from maintaining my mark. That I'm gonna live a life that I may prosper and be in good health. Come on here. That I'm going to be rich in the word of God. The Bible souls declare in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. It is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant with you. So, if all these precious promises, exceeding and precious promises, have been made unto the believer, I'm going to wait on the Lord. I might don't have him right now, but I'm going to wait on the Lord because I believe the word of God.
I believe what the word of the Lord said. The word is not thee, even in our mouth and in our heart. This is the word of faith, which we preach. This is the word that it is written, that my eyes have not seen, nor my ears heard. For God would even have promised to them that love him. I might can't see it now, but I'm expecting it to happen. That's why you have to continue to endure hardness as a good soldier. Because the word of God is going to stand. Everything else around you is going to go down in the last day. But the word of the Lord, that God said, vengeance is mine, saith God. Somebody out there this morning, you've been going through a rough patch in your life. You started out well running for the Lord. You was on fire for God. Somebody listen to me right now. You in confinement. You in prison right now. Somebody got released from prison yesterday. Glory to God. And when you was incarcerated, every time when they had some type of group come in the church, in the prison ministry, you was there. You need to seek them things now as you, your departure, as you getting released from your physical prison. But your spiritual mind need to be still in tune and intact with God and assembled with God. Some of us right now, we are here in the free world, but our mind is all shackled down and locked down that you have not allowed your eyes to see the glory of God. The sons waiteth for the manifestation for the sons of God. The creatures waited for the manifestations of the sons of God. We are the sons of the living God. We come representing the Lord. We're in a battle. We in a complex world. A world that don't care nothing about you. The enemy, listen, the enemy come to do what? Kill, steal, and destroy. And if he can't get you, he gonna get the one closest to you. Because your mind have been made up. I'm talking to somebody this morning. God have tapped into you with his spirit. And you determined to run on and fight this battle, no matter what comes your way. Because the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but they mighty through God for pulling down the stronghold. And to bring every thought into the obedience of Christ. Every thought. Because the enemy tries to remind you of your past. Listen. In the book of Isaiah, that 40th chapter, this was a time when the prophet began to speak a new message. And when he began to speak this message, he began to say, comfort ye, my people, save your God. Because they got into a place where idolizing things that cannot prosper you, things that cannot edify you, corrupt your mind. You haven't adjusted to the things that how the world is going now, and we see all the evilness in the world. We see all the wickedness in our society today. And we're getting to complacence and not being able to identify what is surrounded by us. Because when you begin to give something so much of your time to, and you begin to put God on the back burner, you're going to die spiritually. This means if you're not in the Word of God and you're not around strong folk of God and you're not conversating with people of your peers, and this means holiness. This is what I'm talking about. Conversating by the Word of the Lord and letting your mind stay on Christ Jesus. And as do so doing, letting your mind stay on Him. By doing so, it begins to build your servitude. It begins to build your faith in Him. It begins to transform your mind. The Bible so declares, Romans 10:17. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And as I begin to look into and sit down and see what is unfolding in the world today, we begin to see and characterize that what we don't want to be like, glory to God. Because God has gave us a mind to seek them things which are in heaven. For them things, seek ye for which Christ have been risen. Amen. From heaven. Put your affections on your on the minds, on the things that be in heaven, not on things on this earth. Glory to God. For we know that when He appear, we shall also appear with Him. And we shall be like Him. And this is our reward. And that we begin to see where God, it was a shift in Isaiah, that 40th chapter. God started out by saying a judgment because He's seen enough. But then He went on to say that, I love you. And all the sins that you have committed, I'm going to give you a double portion of righteousness. In other words, I'm not going to remember them no more. He's saying that I'm the Lord, thy God, and my eyes are in every place. And I see what you're doing. You can't come, you can't hide. Because He's in every place. But at the same time, the Lord said, I'm the Lord, thy God. I change is not. Glory to God. Not like how folk do. Folk will be one way, one day. And the next day, they don't even know you. They'll throw up a hand one day. The next day, they walk by, they won't even speak to you. Glory to God. But I'm so glad that we got a Savior in Jesus Christ. That I'm somebody in the Lord Jesus. Somebody need to say hallelujah. Glory to God. For when you was out without scruff in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. I'm excited this morning. Glory to God. Listen. We're not going to be able to finish all this message. We're running out of time. But Isaiah went on to say down at the bottom of this passage of scripture, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have to no might, He increases strength. Come on. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. See, even the youth shall faint. Somebody out there this morning, you done watch cold. You done got a little old now. And you done slowed down in your doing for God. But you're going to be better than the young man. Glory to God, the Lord is saying. Listen. Oh, my God. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank You for this opportunity. God bless you. We love You in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.
You're listening to WCNO.